Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific time, for the Living with Freedom show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie.
That government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny?
We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave.
And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That party's for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and nincompoops poops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually. But for now we are starting the training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps that do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you adults in something that cares who will let us get away with it.
Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire River. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Tuesday, so we'll have Kayla joining us here tonight. And if anyone else here has anything they want to share on the show, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number one on your phone. I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. But right now, let's go ahead and bring in Kayla, our Tuesday co-host.
Good evening. How are you tonight?
Well, at least I'm here, not like yesterday. 4 minutes before the show, my internet goes down, and I had to borrow my neighbor's phone to call our cable company, and they told me that the estimated time of being back up is between 10 p.m. and midnight. So I'm like, I can't wait 4 to 6 hours. So I'll be honest, by 6:15, I was in bed. I was pissed.
I can't blame you. Everyone was worried in the group.
Because I you can count on me to be here, but if the internet doesn't allow me to be on and they tell me, oh, it'll be 4 to 6 hours, there's not a thing I could do.
No, not at all. Again, like all of us are like, he normally tells us if something comes up, so we didn't know what was going on.
I'm sitting here all logged in and ready to go, and I'm uploading my clips and doing what I normally do.
Well, I'm glad you're back and that everything's okay.
Yeah. Just inside baseball, I guess. A couple of shows that I won't name might not be too happy with me. I changed the password, so a couple of shows will be leaving us.
Well, hopefully some things come in that can fill those, and or they do something to fix.
Yeah, we're working on that, so I feel confident going forward that we can do that.
Well, overall, I'm glad everything seems to be okay now.
Yeah,
again,
I think so.
We were worried. We were worried last night because, like, it is very unlike you not to at least tell us if something's going on. So your internet going down was awful.
I'm sitting here just like I normally do at 5:56, and I have my switchboard up, and I'm uploading. I just realized the Broccoli Man clip from this week didn't even upload. So I'm in the middle of making sure that gets on the switchboard.
Ooh.
And just I'm being my normal self, and all of a sudden it goes down.
Oh, that's just weird. Did they tell you why it happened?
No. They just said there was an outage and it'll take 4 to 6 hours to fix. So I'm like, well, there's my night's done.
Yeah, because by time it's they fix it, your show would have already been over.
Yeah.
So
what about you? What have you been following this the past few days as far as news goes?
Well, tonight's topics, I'm going to do them a little out of order, but RFK and James O'Keefe's interview, which YouTube took down. The one I want to start with, however, since it's a shorter one, I legit have 12 pages written out from that interview, which I was not expecting for 40 minutes of an interview.
Okay.
So this one's actually from last week, but I didn't see it until a couple of days ago. But the U.S. women's soccer team stood silent at FIFA World Cup as the national anthem played. If you cannot show pride in your country, why are you part of that team is what I want to ask. But one girl I did see in the video actually was singing, the one at the very end of the line. But they had girls, like actual small girls from, I'm guessing, other teams that were there to see what it's like or something. I'm not entirely sure. But they're basically seeing this generation not honoring the flag, not honoring the country. And what's that? How is that going to affect them in raising them? to not be proud in their country.
Well, because the idea is that we're getting rid of the country. So, therefore, it's okay to not be patriotic. It's actually a bad thing because they're, after they get done playing around with Trump and they steal the next election, it's over. Yeah, this is going to be 1941 Germany.
That's what I'm
saying. They're just
of.
Trying to lay the groundwork right now so that they can have precedent.
Yeah, because Nazi Germany did not happen overnight. It took a couple years to set everything up into motion. And again, with just the vaccine mandates, the mask mandates, the amount of people.
Oh, trust me. Trust me, Kayla, they want to bring all that back.
Oh, I've seen. They're talking about, oh, this summer there might be another COVID spike. I'm like, excuse you? No, there's not. Like, stop lying. We already know from everything that's coming out, COVID came from a lab leak. It was created on purpose, released. I don't think it was leaked so much as released. My personal opinion on that, because look at everything
that
followed.
And by the way, Rand Paul is finally going to be able to take Dr. Frawdy to court on this.
I know. After he mentioned taking him to court, his actual, one of his businesses here burned down.
Yeah.
Which, if that is not
a threat.
Yeah,
that's a coincidence, isn't it?
Sorry, there's no such thing as coincidence in my book. That's a threat from Fauci and his people basically trying to tell him, you continue on this way, we will destroy you.
Well, that's all they got.
I'm behind Rand Paul on this particular topic. He needs to take this man and drag him through the mud. Now, back on the... I want to address the ladies that are on the soccer team. Not that they'll probably ever hear this,
yeah.
But... you ladies were very disgraceful, and I need to know, were any of your grandfathers or great-grandfathers, did they fight in any of the wars to give us these freedoms? Did your parents fight to come to this country because of how free it is? And then you just completely disrespected everything from the past for what? You didn't even have a reason. You didn't have a cause. I don't agree with Kaepernick sitting there doing the kneeling during the anthem, but that was his right, but he had a reason. What is your reason? You ladies just stood silent for no reason. However, I do give all the props and admiration to the young lady who was actually singing the anthem at the end of the line. I wish I knew your name. I don't follow sports, but I do, again. All the respect for you. And just because you're on that team because you have the skill does not mean in any way, shape, or form that you are now allowed to just disrespect the country that you are playing for. If you don't want to play for this country, get off the team. That's all I got to say.
I'm sure China will always take another person.
Yeah, especially women. There are plenty of them on that team.
I don't think they allow fake women to be on the Chinese national soccer team either.
No, they don't. I'm pretty sure they lock people up for that type of stuff. But again, we're still oppressive here in America.
Yeah.
I see the article you sent me from DC Drano. Oh, I saw that the other day. Like, how can you sit... sorry. Biden stating that he has cured cancer. I think he kind of Freudian slipped that and let people know, essentially, we do have cures for cancer, diabetes, all of that stuff, but they have kept it hidden from us for a very long time. They get black boxed. A lot of technologies like free energy, all of that, a lot of those technologies have been black boxed, and they have multiple different versions of these items, even cures, Is he taking claim for curing cancer, though, in that? Is that what he says?
I think he probably forgot he said that. I haven't heard him say anything about it since he said so.
Nope. Kind of like Kamala Harris, who said, you know, reduce the population and never corrected herself to pollution, which everyone is like, well, that's what she meant. She never addressed it afterwards. It's still 100% population. And I'm telling you, you're part of that population she wants to reduce. It's not even her plan. She's just a peon in this game that's being played.
Mm-hmm.
If we were to think about it in chess terms, they want to say we're the pawns. I don't think we're the pawns. I think the pawns are actually our politicians. They're the ones used to sedate us. Then you have behind them, like, military, CIA, FBI, going up to the people who actually have all the money and influence, which would be the kings and queens, of course. Not necessarily the actual king and queens, because they've actually kissed the ring of Rockefellers, all that stuff, which is very symbolic to people who pay attention to symbology. Well, so before I start on the 12 pages of the interview with RFK, I would like to point out that they have just recently denied RFK Secret Service members, which all people running for the president are allowed, and the request time is usually 14 days. He's waited so far 88 days. And the Biden administration denied his request, leaving him completely open, just alone, open to attack. It's like they don't even care.
Well, of course they don't care. He's the competition.
Well, yeah, but all the others, they still get it, so that makes no sense. Like, that's showing, I don't know, preferential treatment in the sense that they're, or biased treatment, not entirely sure how you would categorize it, but they are denying somebody who legitimately has every right to have a secret service.
Oh, I understand that.
Like, I know you understand. It's just, how do these people think it's okay to do that? Like, do they really think we're not paying attention?
Half of America is not, so yeah.
Oy. I want to say, like, oh, you're totally wrong about that, but you're not, and I hate it. Oh.
Trust me, I don't want to be right.
Oh, I know. No one wants to be right about the fact they're poisoning our food, poisoning the water, poisoning the air, that they're literally trying to kill us in every single way possible, poisoning the quote-unquote medicine that we're supposed to take, that's supposed to help us. And in actuality, it makes us worse and makes us lifelong patients of Big Pharma instead of fix us. No one wants to be right about that, but because it's so horrendous for some people to see or even acknowledge, they just say we're wrong. And we're crazy, and it's like, we don't want to know these things, but we're paying attention. Why aren't you? That's my question.
Well, and I'm still trying to understand how Brandon, and I don't think it's Brandon, I think I look at it like a call center where Brandon is the employee, and Barry Satoru and his husband, Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady, are his direct supervisors. And then Valerie Jarrett is the operations manager. And then somehow it's up to George or now Alex Soros to be the money people on this.
Yeah.
But
did you just...
They really would like, if they can't get a war started with Russia, they will try and get one started with China. There's now a dust-up between Nigeria and France, where Nigeria is going to go on the side of Russia, and then the United States is going to try and go after its own citizens at the same time, which I don't know how they're going to do that, but that's the goal.
I did not hear about Nigeria getting into it with France. That's worrying. But yeah, they will definitely be going after America, and America will be going after its own people.
Yeah.
But for years, I've heard a lot of veterans say that they're going to fight for the people. And there was one famous one about 6-7 years ago. Cannot remember the man's name. Just thought about it now. But I remember he came forward and he said there is a plan to pretty much kill the majority of Americans. And after he talked about it, he was put into an insane asylum for a while. And he was a vet, like an actual vet.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm on his side. I think he got out eventually, but was very tight-lipped after. So I can only imagine what they did to him. So wait, what is Nigeria doing in France exactly, or going with France, I should say?
There's a lot of gold and a lot of items in Nigeria that other countries want to get into.
Oh, you mean their resources, not their stuff
yes.
in the museums and whatnot?
Yeah, you could say that.
Okay. Because I do know I saw something recently where I think it was somewhere in Africa was disputing with Britain over their treasures that they had in a few of their museums, which technically they were won by conquest, which is a form of stealing to an extent, but it's also so far in the past. But it is part of African history, so I don't know where I land on that. I really don't.
Well, I just think that countries should not be looking at other countries because they have stuff.
No, I would agree. You do what your country has, trade for the other stuff. That's kind of part of the whole human thing, is being able to produce and trade to make things better. But when you just decide, I want to go to war because I want it, that's just the worst parts of human nature, in my opinion. It's greed at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And Nigeria.
Yeah, that's what the 1% specialize in, though. Because they, look at it this way. John Kerry over the weekend had another discussion, and he said that 33% of the world's climate change problem is because there's too much food production.
Yes, I actually forgot to write that down. No, like, he's legitimately saying we just cut back on the food production and then we cut back on population because we're going to starve all these people, basically.
Yes.
And then we'll just have less pollution because we'll have less people. What? I know normally when wars happen, famine happens, but at this point I'm starting to question, like, this is straight up being orchestrated, at least in our time period. I don't know about
yes.
the past, but I'm going to say probably for at least a couple of them. But this is extremely horrible for a man who rides in a private jet to go to these functions and then criticize the rest of the world and then threaten our food. You can guarantee this person's got a stockpile of food, or they have a yard big enough to where they can have people come and work and grow their food. They're not going to go hungry.
Well, you do realize that his wife is the owner of the Heinz Ketchup Company, right?
No, I did not know that.
Oh. So, yeah, there's that.
I do know he said that the private jet was his wife's, not his.
Yeah, so that makes it different.
Right? Like, I don't own one. You lied. You take a private jet, sir.
I just use it whenever I need to, but technically it's not in my name.
Oy. Do they think the people are just going to willingly just... I mean, so far they are. I can't keep saying this because they are. They're just accepting how it is. They're not even voicing their anger over this. But then again, the majority of people don't even realize that this was said. And then, like, if you share that article on Facebook, you might get one or two likes because the majority of people are going to be like, there's no way he said this. I'm not going to watch that. That's all just conspiracy. At this point, conspiracy just means true. Well, not entirely, but a good portion of all the stuff that they said is conspiracy has been coming true recently. Like in quick succession, too. For instance, the alien topic. Something for years I've been told I'm crazy about talking on, about government being involved with ETs, the Day After Roswell book, where government official actually, well, more military official than government necessarily, intelligence agent with the military. Talking about that stuff, they would just tell you, you're a conspiracy theorist. Now we actually have really well-credited people, which we've had before. I'll get to that in a second. But we have credited people in a whistleblower-type setting saying, yes, we have non-human bodies. We have their crafts, reversed engineered it. This is stuff that we know at least since, there's been talk since before Hitler went to war that he himself had contact with extraterrestrials and they helped him make the Liberty Bell, I think it was called, or the Bell,
okay,
which was supposed to be a craft that used gravity around it to move it. Like it distorted gravity in order to move. But that was something they like hid very well during that time period. Wasn't even discovered remotely until after the war was over. They never finished it. But then there's also talk of like other countries that have had that similar stuff in the past. The alien topic is very fascinating for me. But, so I want to address a 9-year-old video at this point. It is older, but it is relevant to this topic. It was the Canadian Prime Minister of Defense from 9 years ago. Let me see if I can remember where it is. Paul Hellyer. A former deputy prime minister and national defense minister in Canada, he stated publicly that he believes in UFOs and extraterrestrials, which he was the first one, he was also called for a space preservation treaty to ban the weaponization of space. Now that has been introduced, let's see, key points. He served 23 years in Parliament. He speaks of his citing reports that at first he admits he did not take too seriously because he was more concerned with getting their actual ground forces and Navy forces up and running better. Later in his career, however, he started getting interested when a young man from Ottawa sent him material on the subject about ETs. One of which was Colonel Corso's book, The Day After Roswell, which, again, I read it about 2-3 years ago. Highly recommend it if you want to even glimpse at what happened from the Roswell situation to almost today from what they've been able to reverse engineer. Highly recommend it. And again, it is The Day After Roswell by Philip J. Corso. In 2005, Mr. Paul finally got around to reading it. He was impressed by the information, and he actually went and confirmed this information with people in the American government that worked with Corso around him, retired aircraft, like Air Force people.
Mm-hmm.
But he confirmed the contents of the book. And now Mr. Hellyer has been working to bring this information forward to the public ever since. He believes the world citizens have the right to know the truth. He was the first G8. We're now G7 because one of the Russia pulled out. But he was one of the first G8 members to admit UFOs are real, just as real as the airplanes flying overhead. This truth unequivocally since then has spoken to many witnesses and dug up more research. He goes on to state he is not a ufologist, but a politician, and he only knows a few things to add to this conversation. The first being in the 1960s, a flotilla of UFOs were heading south, crossed NATO territory into Europe. The commander-in-chief of the Allied forces in Europe was shaken, and before panic technically was like declared and they went on the offensive, the entire flotilla turned around and went back up north. An investigation was launched that preceded a report, or produced a report, not preceded, sorry, that stated they know of at least 4 species that have been visiting Earth for thousands of years. At this point, Mr. Hellyer brought another book up into the court to help name a few species. This book is called Light at the End of the Tunnel, A Survival Plan for the Human Species. I have not read this. I want to, though. He states he's named 5 for now, but saw a document a few days prior to this meeting. And again, that was 9 years ago, so almost 10 at this point. But a few days prior to the meeting, addressed there were 20 different species that they know of that visit Earth. He goes into stating these beings so far have come from the Pleiades, the Orion, Zator. I am not good with stars. Zeta Reticulus, Altera, and Romita. They are different star systems. He changes to his next topic, speaking about a whistleblower who spoke earlier that day as a witness. She confirmed that there are live ETs on Earth at this time, and at least 2 of them work with the United States government. He goes into speaking about one species we know of, the tall whites, which the story was broken by a Miss Paula Harris several years prior. Through her, Mr. Hellyer was able to talk to Mr. Charles Hall, a former airman who worked with the tall whites at a gunnery range in Indian Springs, Nevada. They were working with these entities with the United States Air Force and sharing technology, which I'd say I don't think we have much to give them, so it'd be more they gave us stuff that we don't even know about. He wrote a book called Millennial Hospitality. There are 4 versions, but suggested number 2 is the one the author recommended for people to see and read. Mr. Hellyer states he is the one he believes he read, is the one that he read was the number 2, and he recommended it. So Mr. Hellyer goes on to say he thinks at least 85 through 90% of what the governments know need to be fully disclosed to the public, that there are only 2 things roughly at that time he thinks should not be made public yet. But everything else he says, full disclosure. Mr. Hellyer has released a book about climate change, and to sum up that convo, he knows clean energy resources exist. They've given them to us. That it's been given to the people who control everything, but they're more interested in wars, the people who control us, and controlling oil, starting the wars, keeping us depleted, basically, just angry all the time. He goes on to ask, who are these vested interests and what are they up to? He references the senator's previous question over a military agenda and gives his answer. He changes military to cabal, however, whose members are from the 3 sisters, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergs and the Trilateral Commission. The international banking cartel, oil cartels, and members from various intelligence agencies and select members of the military who together have become a shadow government to much of the Western world. The Council on Foreign Relations is the oldest of the three sisters. As early as October 1940, they crafted a memorandum outlining a comprehensive policy, quote, "We set forth the political, military, territorial, and economic requirements of the United States and its political potential leaderships of the non-German world, including the United Kingdom itself, as well as the Western Hemisphere and Far East." Mr. David Rockefeller was a member of all three sisters. He was quoted saying at a meeting with the Bilderbergs in Europe, "We are grateful to the Washington Post, New York Times, Time magazines, and other great publications whose directors have attended attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for nearly 40 years. Remember, so that's about 50 years now, almost 60, that these companies have been doing what they're told instead of actually reporting real news. So it would have been impossible for us to develop our plans for the world if we had been subjected to the lights of publicity during these years. But the world is more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government, supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national auto-determination practice in past centuries. Of course, Rockefeller is on record denying he ever said this, which was reported by Daniel Estelin.
Estelin, yeah, he's been on my show like a long time ago.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he was a big Bilderberg researcher back when I first started.
Oh, I need to look more into him then. The true story cover or over the Bilderberg group. But the aim of the game is a world government, compromising members of the cabal who are elected by no one and accountable to no one. Mr. Hellyer asked, does this help you see why our civil rights are being taken away from us? And I say us because Canada, too, is included in this grand plan.
Well, so the reason there are 13 nations that actually signed on to stopping food production, and Canada and the United States are both two of them.
Why would we... Okay, so
why
then
to
what
reduce population? That's why.
No, I know why. I just so what do we do outside of us buying a boatload of seeds and turning our neighborhoods into farms, which is going to be hard to do? People are so attached to, for some unknown reason, mowing their lawn and making it look pretty, but they waste all of that land. That is one of our biggest resources, and we don't turn it into gardens with food. We turn it into a place to be stared at, basically. Let me put a lawn gnome here. Perfect. So do you think when they start actually cutting back this food production, which should probably hit us, what, next year, you'd say?
Maybe early 2025.
So about a year and a half, maybe. And we'll have a lot less food, a lot less resources, because I guarantee the wars are about to... Actually, that's some of the stuff that I have up here to talk about. But the wars are going to continue, and they're going to get worse. So do you think at that time people are going to start panic buying seeds to try and grow their own food, at which point
they're
not even...
No, I think most of America doesn't know how to grow.
You are not wrong there. It's funny. I took a 4-H class. Being in Kentucky, being a farmer is kind of our go-to. So we have 4-H classes, which are to help us learn how to grow food, plant, and all that. And my dad, he likes to, he does like to do his little garden every summer to grow a couple things of tomatoes, because homegrown tomatoes are the best. You cannot change my mind there. But
I've been trying my best to grow tomatoes out here. I have not been able to do that.
Well, they like really hot and humid weather, and it is best to actually water them at night, not when the sun is on them. It kills them when you water them when
the
sun's
on. Well, everybody here gets watered at 5:30 in the morning, but there's also, it's a tower garden, so they automatically get watered all throughout the day. Not a lot, but enough so that they're not starving.
Okay. I've never dealt with a tower garden, so I can't give you any pointers on that end. But I do know our tomatoes tend to grow better when we water them at night after they've gotten the full soaking of the sun.
Yeah.
But when we first started, we did water them during the day, and they wilted. They were not happy.
Yeah, they're in kind of a pseudo greenhouse kind of thing here.
Okay. I was going
to
say,
so
if you could,
I try to protect them from the 112-degree summers.
Ooh, that's what the tomatoes like. They love humidity. They love the heat.
Oh, they're still going to, well, they're not really humid, but it's hot. So I don't want to burn the stuff. At some point, it just gets too hot.
Understandable, but I can tell you, not from a grow tower like that, but growing them in our backyard, we put them up against our house, so that way the concrete absorbs the heat, and they can just continuously feed off of the heat, and they love it. Like, the plants grow to the point it overtakes my window, and my window is one of those giant windows, so it overtakes all of that, plus the wall. Like, they love heat. That's the only pointer I got on tomatoes.
No, that's okay. Cucumbers I've had a hard time with also.
Yeah, we've had a hard time with cucumbers ourselves. We tried to grow some last year, and it was like a baby pickle. It was so tiny.
Hey, I would take that over what I've gotten over the past 5 years.
Guess not much at all.
No.
Oh. It might
no,
be
No, right
the...
now I have basil and green onions and one pepper plant that's holding on for dear life. And chives. The chives are hard to kill.
I would think onions are too.
Yeah, my leeks were growing for a while and they just died recently.
Do you have your garden set up near, like, a smart meter or something?
No.
Huh.
My chard recently died after a year and a half. The sun just beat down on it too much, I think.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's time to get some new soil, maybe? Maybe they've zapped all the nutrients. That was what I was going to talk about with the 4-H club.
Oh.
One thing to do.
Yeah, one thing I do is they're in little cups. So when something dies, I could either change it out or I could put something different in there to have different nutrients.
Yep, crop rotation. It's a good thing. And if something does die, I would personally leave it there and let it become kind of like fertilizer inside of it, let it decay a bit. And then you have extra nutrients from everything. It's sapped out of that soil.
Oh, and I have a kohlrabi trying to grow right now, too.
A what?
Kohlrabi.
I have no idea what that is.
I'll type it out for you. This is one of my new favorite vegetables of this year. Because I mix in with potatoes when I make home fries, so it's less starch.
That looks like a weird onion.
I believe it's in the turnip family.
Yeah, I also get turnip from it. It's just not red. That's pretty cool.
I learned about that when I was having my sugar issues earlier this year.
Oh, is it sweet?
No. It's very carb friendly, though. So you can replace potatoes with it. So I like to make home fries. If I'm making like a sausage and egg breakfast and I want some home fries, I'll mix in some kohlrabi and onions and peppers instead of potatoes.
That's actually pretty cool. I didn't even know about this. Like the other day, it's on topic. I saw a post and it said most of humanity eats about a quarter of the actual like berries and plants and other food that we have out there. And it showed a little graph that had, I think it was like over 200 different types of, I think they were berries or like raspberry type things. So like just one particular category. This is all kinds of things. Like, I haven't seen any of these in the store. So my question is, like, how nutritious are these? What vitamins do they have? Like, I have a whole new thing to look into now.
Oh, I love studying about new fruits and vegetables.
I'll have to come to you on that information.
Okay.
I myself am more geared towards what's going on with the war right now and different medicines, but I know food is medicine, but for some reason, whenever I go to learn about what foods have what in them, my brain just like goes, nah, this is not my topic. It's like, it should be. I really need to get better nutrients, but no, not my topic. I'm sure you have.
Oh, I've learned quite a bit.
That's good.
Well, I've had various health issues throughout my life, and I've just had to learn what fruits and vegetables and herbs fix whatever the health ailments are. And I've been somewhat successful thus far in my life.
I am happy to hear that. I am sorry that you've had to go through what you did, but what you went through has made you more knowledgeable. So, I don't know, give and take kind of thing.
Hey, it's not everyone that can have their blood sugar be almost at 14, and then 100 days later, it's down to 6.1.
No, that's definitely not something you see a lot.
With not one insulin.
I wish I could convince some of my family members who have diabetes to try and do better healthy diets, but they... Literally the majority of their life has been raised on insulin and all that. So they are, well, that's just what they do.
I have four family members that I told exactly what I was doing. And I got my blood sugar checked and my A1C. And they're like, hey, I think I'm diabetic. I'm going to have to take medication. I tell them what I do. No, that's not what my doctor said. My doctor said to take metformin.
That is my least favorite line to ever hear. Well, the doctor said this, okay? So, like, the doctor doesn't study nutrition. The doctor studies when to give you your medicine, how to give you your medicine, how much to give you. They might study some of your ailments, and they can give you advice.
Yeah, the last time I saw a doctor, I had to go to a quick care a few weeks back, And he asked me what insulin am I taking, and I said none. I take berberine. He's like, oh, I don't know that one. What is what pharmaceutical company makes berberine? And he's like, God. Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that.
After you told him it's a food?
Yeah, it's a supplement. Yeah.
I wouldn't take that, even though your levels are great in comparison. That makes no sense.
Oh, yeah.
That they don't practice actual health care. They go to college because it's a good job. They make a lot of money. But the majority of these people do not care about us or our health. They want to make that money. So they're not going to actually be like, well, can this actually help cure somebody? Or, oh, that's not what I was told about. So you taking that isn't a good thing. That's just like old wives' tale type stuff.
Hey, there's doctors online on YouTube and stuff with over 1 million followers that I can show this information to. They're like, no, that's not a real doctor.
Right. Especially with this pandemic that happened, well, scamdemic, they flat out denied doctors and censored doctors who went to Harvard, but because they say the opposite of what they want them to say,
right?
They're not real doctors? That makes no sense to me. I mean, it does in the sense that I know they want to destroy us and they don't want us to know the truth. And again, I know people are going to be like, that's just fear mongering. Why are you saying people are trying to destroy us? Like, that makes no sense. Look at how far our civilization has come. There's no way these people want to destroy us. To anyone who has that type of argument to say to me, Georgia Guidestones, they had it. I mean, they've been blown up recently within the last 6 months, 7 months. But these guidestones, again, for anyone who doesn't know, flat out stated in, what was it, 12 or 13 different languages, that they are going to take the world population down from the, at that point in time when it was written, I think it was like 4 billion, down to about 500 million.
Right.
And we're seeing that plan in action now. Like, we have so many Hollywood stars who have even talked about the subject of what was it specifically? Who was it that said it? I cannot remember the exact wording or who it was, but I know one of the Hollywood stars from a few years back talked about not much depopulation with those words, but overpopulation. And stating how we're running out of resources and, you know, calling some of the human race isn't this horrible idea. It would make us more productive and we'd be safer and have more ability to actually live healthier. And I don't know. And people just never questioned it, which is one of the weirdest things to me. They just accept, oh, this person from Hollywood is talking about depopulation, basically. Okay, I'm down for it, whatever. And I don't get it. I don't, not on the population topic, but like Oprah, for instance. Everyone praised this woman. And I always got a weird feeling from her. And then one day I was watching her, one of her 90s episodes. Y'all can look it up. It might be a minute to find it. But one of her episodes she did back in the 90s, she was talking about child predators. And a normal situation, if you're talking about this, you're going to tell people they have these techniques where they do this vile stuff to these babies. And that's about as deep as you're probably going to get in on this topic because it's something you don't want to tell people about. At least in my mind, you wouldn't. She goes in to how and what they do to these babies. She tells these people, this is what you do so that way it feels good for them. I was like, my brain short-circuited, and I was like, that is disgusting in every way, shape, and form. And I 100%, I mean, she's one of Weinstein's girls. She's with him all the time. We know he's one of the people big with the trade. Like, it's disgusting, the stuff they talk about and that they try to make normal. And people just don't seem to think it's as bad as it is, I guess is the best thing I can say, because I'm told all the time, oh, you're just reading too much into it. Maybe you're the one that has these issues, since that's how you see it. Excuse me? She's on Epstein's list. I don't care what you say. Sorry, slight rant about people just blindly obeying celebrities.
Or doctors.
Doctors. They're celebrated like celebrities. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, they really are. As you said, you had family members who, oh, my doctor told me take this. I know exactly what you mean. I've got family members just the same. And for instance, on the vaccine topic, I've been trying to talk my sister into at least, you know, researching for 5 minutes, just 5 minutes on this topic. And she won't. She won't give it any amount of time because she trusts the doctor. But I implore everybody, ask your doctor to tell you one ingredient inside of any vaccine. I'm not even just talking about COVID. Any vaccine, ask them what one ingredient is. And if one's in remotely truthful, they'll tell you mercury. And then you have people who argue, oh, it's just trace amounts. Okay, well, if I went and I stuck, right? But if I went and I stuck, let's say, I had a glass of water and you were thirsty and wanted that water, but then I tell you, well, I stuck a toothpick into some dog poop and then I stuck that toothpick into the water. That's trace amounts of dog poop and you can't see it. Do you still want it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, but people will take the gene therapies even though that there's a good chance that something will happen. And their answer is, well, we're going to die anyway.
Right? Like, that is one of those things that I'm still a bit on the, like, how can you... They don't think anything...
I don't care about that. All right. That's all right.
Okay. But they don't think anything is going to happen to them, is what I take from all of that. When they say things like that, well, we're going to die anyways. Yeah, but you don't think you're going to die tomorrow. You don't think you're going to die next week. Like, I have a friend up in Canada. Her husband had to get the vaccine to keep his job. And within a week of getting it, he ended up having a cardiac situation, having a heart attack. He has not gotten the second one. Luckily, he lived.
Mm-hmm.
But they, within a week of getting it, like, they full on know that's what caused it. I don't get it. And people hail doctors like they are the epitome of godlike and career status. I hope I said that correctly. But like, they're the end all be all. Back onto the original topic. I don't know how we spiraled, but a lot of people, as you said, they don't know how to grow food. I've been trying to save seeds for a while just to find out. My dad just used them all in the garden, so I have to go get more. But I'll give a tip on this. If there's a lot of clay in your soil, you're not going to be able to grow much. I would start looking into what you can grow in your area, what is native to your area. Even if you have to survive off of squash and onions for a year, at least you won't go hungry.
Yeah.
So I would also say start stockpiling some spices for now. Stockpile, even though it may not be the healthiest stuff for you, I would go for the canned foods that have like 4-year life shelf. I would go for the bagged, dried foods. What is that called when you dehumidify the food or something?
Dehydrate.
Thank you. Dehydrated foods, like the dried mashed potato, their little flakes. I would get those just because that's something easy. All you'd have to do is add water to it.
Oh,
and
come on.
At least you're not going hungry. You okay?
Give me 1 second here. Go ahead and continue.
Okay. Again, look at the dates on the products you're buying. See what their life expectancy is. And also remember, some of those products could last a lot longer because they have to give them a shelf date. For instance, I would buy a couple things of honey. Honey they've discovered from Egypt can last
forever.
Pretty much like 3,000 years, I think, is the oldest thing they found of honey. And it was still perfectly good. It also has, while it may not be the best for people with sugar issues, it does have some antioxidants in it. You can use it on burns. It's not a bad thing to have lying around in your storage facility or whatever you have, your units or whatnot, or your extra pantry. I don't entirely trust our electric system myself right now, especially not in the next year or two. So I don't think I would buy like a buttload of meats and put those away, because those are not really going to make it. Now, if you have, I don't support it as a viable food source of great nutrition, but if you do want some type of meat product, I guess look into like Spam or Vienna sausages or even potted meat, just as a the worst case scenario, at least you're not going hungry. Mm-hmm. That's the way I'm looking at the next couple of years, because I think things are going to get a lot worse just from what I've seen, the research I've done, and just looking around at what's going on with Russia, Ukraine, China, all these places. It's just good to be prepared. Also, stockpile on seeds if you can. Again, for your area, because if you do grow something that is not native to your area, if it doesn't come from a similar climate, it's probably going to do very poorly. But actually, on the topics of Russia and all that, so I've got some MSN articles, 3 of them, and they kind of go together. So here we go. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said his country may be open to peace talks. Both Russia and Ukraine have previously stated peace talks can't take place without certain conditions being met. Putin has now said African and Chinese initiatives could be the basis for peace in Ukraine, despite the possibility of retaliating over a Ukrainian strike on a crucial road bridge to Crimea, which they attacked in June earlier this year, I believe it was. But they just attacked it again this weekend over on Saturday. He said he hasn't rejected talks on Ukraine, but said it would be difficult to implement a ceasefire as Ukraine is currently on the offense. Deutsche Welle has reported. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky has rebuked the idea of a ceasefire as it would allow Russia to keep control of nearly one-fifth of his country's territory. The Russian Defense Ministry says it's prevented an attempt by Ukraine to attack Crimea with 25 drones overnight, with another 9 drones crashing into the Black Sea. Crimea was annexed by Russia in 2014, and it's been targeted by Ukraine through Russia's war. The area has come under more intense and increased attacks in recent weeks as Kiev hopes to take Crimea back. Let's see. So, Ukraine reports attack on the damage on Crimea Bridge has said that it successfully attacked a land bridge to Crimea and has made advances near Bakhmut in the country's battered east. The Konar Bridge, which links Crimea with Kherson, was damaged in the attack on Saturday morning, the Ukrainian Army's Strategic Communication Department said. The bridge is an important supply route for Moscow's army and was previously attacked and damaged by Ukrainian troops in June. Meanwhile, in Ukraine's Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Meller said in a statement on Telegram that the Ukrainian army was making advances gradually but surely in the south towards the cities of Melitopol and Burnesk. She also referred to the heavy fighting on the front in the Donetsk region in the Ukraine's east. Today we advance further on the southern flank around Bakhmut. Russia seized Bakhmut a few months ago, and Ukraine is now looking to get back the occupied land in a counteroffensive. Moscow does not reject talks with Ukraine, says Putin, Russian President Vladimir Putin, has said Moscow does not reject talks on Ukraine. Speaking one day after a summit with African countries, Putin said that the African People Initiative, or Peace Initiative, could be the basis for peace, as well as another one earlier presented by Beijing. He nevertheless added that it was difficult because of Kiev wanting to be on the offensive. That's the two articles. Here's the third, which this one tells me 100% they are not, Ukraine is not trying to get peace talks. Ukraine just had talks with U.S. on security guarantees, senior official. This is by Reuters. Ukraine is to start consultation with the United States this week on providing security guarantees to Kiev pending the completion of the process of joining NATO, President Vladimir Zelensky's chief of staff said on Sunday. Adria Yermak, writing on the Telegram Messenger app, also said officials from a number of countries preparing to meet in Saudi Arabia to discuss Zelensky's peace plan for Ukraine based on the departure of all Russian troops. Russia isn't going to depart, though, because, again, Kiev is still on the offense. Ukraine is on the offense. And they're just going to abandon that. Yermak did not say when the next meeting would take place, said the plan would be discussed in three phases, leading up to a meeting of heads of state government. The Wall Street Journal first reported on Saturday, saying it would be held in Jeddah on August 5th through 6th. The talks on security guarantees with the United States are a follow-up on pledges issued by the Group of Seven, the G7, at the NATO summit in Lithuania earlier this month to draw up the honor security guarantees. We are starting talks with the United States this week, Yermak wrote on Telegram. Security guarantees for Ukraine will be concrete long-term obligations, ensuring Ukraine's capacity to defeat and restrain Russian aggression in the future. These will be clearly drafted formats and mechanisms of support. Says the guarantees will be in effect until Ukraine secures NATO membership. That's not something that is guaranteed to happen. The Western Alliance's Vilnius summit offered support to Ukraine in countering Russia's 17-month-old invasion, and individual countries pledged new weapons, but no date for Ukraine membership was set as long as the war continues. Members of the G7 agreed for each nation to negotiate agreements to provide security guarantees and help Ukraine bolster its military. So with this, what it's saying, if they're not going to accept them as long as the war is going on, if Russia were to stop its war with Ukraine, Ukraine would get into NATO, and then it would have all the backing of NATO if Russia decided to attack again. So if Putin wants to avoid a war with NATO, he's not going to stop attacking Ukraine necessarily. It's how I see that. Yermek said more than 10 other countries have joined the G7 declaration, and Ukraine was negotiating terms of future guarantees with each of them. Yermek spoke of a forthcoming meeting in Saudi Arabia at a gathering of regional officials in the western Ukrainian city of Ivano-Frankivsk. Please pardon me, I'm very bad with foreign names. I'm bad with normal names too. But he said an initial international meeting devoted to the peace plan took place in Copenhagen in June. In addition to calling for withdrawal of Russian troops, Zelensky's peace plan also provides for the restoration of Ukraine's pre-war borders and return home of all prisoners and deported children. Russia and Ukraine held a series of peace talks soon after Russia's invasion in February 2020, but these failed to produce any agreement. Ukraine, its military, now bolstered by Western arms, now says it will not take part in any further talks until Russia troops leave. But Ukraine just started using the cluster bombs we sent them a week ago, because there were reports of a new type of explosion going off, so I can only assume it's the cluster bombs. But my point on reading these, along with the topic over Kerry announcing basically we need to cut back food production, things are only about to get harder for us. We here in America have had a very privileged life. We have had a very lazy life to an extent. Yeah, people have we have our jobs. We have our homes to take care of. But in comparison to other countries, they're going through war, hardships, famines. All of this is about to come to our doorstep. There's no way for us to avoid this. We are heading into World War III, and the person currently at the head of our country, I'm pretty sure, wants it. I can't say they do, but anyone who's been paying attention can see he has done nothing to put down any of this. He just keeps sending them more money, keeps sending them our ammunition, our tanks, our bombs. Did he send jets too, like when this all first started?
Who knows? I don't pay attention anymore. By the way, we have Bianchi here that wants to join in.
Hi, Bianchi.
Welcome in, sir.
How you doing?
We're doing good.
I've had better days.
What's going on?
Oh, everything's going on that you already know about. But you know, I'm going to tell you, it's something going on, really, there is something going on. You look at DeSantis, it was reported that the billionaires that were supporting him is disappointed with his showing in the polls, and they not, don't like the way he's campaigning. I believe DeSantis did not want to enter the race. I think the people that's backing him was trying to push him to enter into the race because they need somebody at that position in order to finish carrying out what they're trying to do. And a lot of it has to do with the Ukraine and Russia. I think they're trying to position themselves to have an economic hegemony over in that area, more so than what is going on now. And I think they're trying to use Ukraine to do it.
So they thought that DeSantis would be a war hawk, and they might be willing to give in on some of DeSantis's issues, but he has to continue and up the war for World War III.
Well, I agree with you. There's a underlying agenda that's in effect here.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that funded him, that's backing him, you're absolutely right. They want him to look into another direction. They don't want Donald Trump. And we know what that reason is.
Yeah.
And the way things are going, it goes to show you, hell, we're about ready to turn into a third world country. We got to fight our butts off at all levels, at every turn in every avenue, with your school board. We got to become at the polls, monitors at the polls. If they got these dags on drop boxes, we got to monitor them.
But the sad thing is that half of America has no clue.
Well, I agree with you, Bruce. Honest to goodness, I agree with you. And we talk, I talk about that. We talk about that all the time. That's why we need to take control of what our kids is being taught. If you got people in society that's perfectly fine the way it is, then let them go like that. I think you need to draw a line. Hell, people say, oh, we're going to be divided. I don't want to be with them. If I got family members that's going along that line, goodbye.
Well, they're okay with being divided. They're the ones being divisive. All we want is what we had our whole lives. You're not going to talk me into that two men can have a baby. I don't care how racist you think I am because I refuse to believe that. There's no way that Brandon legalized two men getting pregnant.
It's physically impossible. Sorry.
Yeah, we know that. Then we're racist.
Yeah, and that even shouldn't be an argument. They want us to get in arguments over there. The hell we're arguing about that. That's common sense. But the thing is what Joe Biden and his family is getting away with is nothing more than two-tier justice. That's what it is.
Well, yeah, everything going on with the whistleblowers on the Biden tax situation right now, you can see 100% how it's all, they're favored over others. Like the moment the second part of the trial started, or not trial, hearing started, this woman, I forget where she's from, but she opened the whole thing with just an attack on Trump. Like, this has nothing to do with Trump. This is about Biden or Hunter Biden and his association with the people in China. But she wanted to be like, Trump took bribes from China. We can't say where that came from. Trump didn't take bribes from China. He has businesses. That's where he got his money from. The businesses they're claiming the Bidens have, they don't sell anything. They're just shell companies for money laundering. But they don't want to focus on that. They just wanted to attack Trump the entire time. Sorry, but yeah,
You had companies out there and organizations that wouldn't take donations from Melania. anymore. Now, how callous can you get when you do some mess like that? They wouldn't take donations from her anymore because of what her last name is. I want to know who these companies are because I'm not doing any business with them.
Right? That would be a great
really
thing
low.
To know.
That is low down. You can't get no more low down than that. If you're doing things that's supposed to help underprivileged people, what do you care where the money's coming from? They need the resources.
Mm-hmm.
And she had been probably doing it before.
Well, up until Trump ran for president and made it, he was a media darling. The moment he got in, they hated him, anything to do with him.
Hell, Al Sharpton and everybody else was his buddy. Spike Lee, Jesse Jackson, he funded Jesse Jackson's campaigns for presidency.
Yes.
You can't do business with these people. Leave them alone. Stay away from them like the plague, like gonorrhea or something.
So the stuff that we're watching going on now is you can't get no more deplorable than that. That deal with Fox News and Dominion, that lawsuit was a scam.
Oh, 100%.
I bet that they split that money up, that the insurance paid for the lawsuit one way or the other between Fox and Dominion. Fox had to show some type of fight back because the insurance company would not have paid its claim. And I think that fight back was getting rid of Tucker Carlson.
I agree, that's just me. I was just going to say, I think they messed up, though, because now that Tucker has been set free, he has just released like heavy hitter after heavy hitter of reporting and actual journalism. He hasn't been having to focus on certain topics. He can do whatever he wants now.
And they're attacking Elon Musk, and the people that's attacking him was the ones that was with Twitter all the time. And now you got a bunch of them that came back, and everything that they post is anti-Republican, anti-conservative, anti-Elon Musk. I think he had to take his ex off of a building there in San Francisco. And who in the hell would want to live in San Francisco presently now the way it is anyway?
I have no idea.
He's not willing to move, so he said that they can't chase him out of San Francisco.
I mean, got to respect him that he's not going to back down. But, I mean, I agree with you, Bianchi, that all I see when I see anything to do with San Francisco is just streets covered with feces, people in tent cities. It's gone downhill so bad, so quick.
Yeah, people robbing you using syringes. They don't have guns. They threaten to stick you with a syringe. And then you look at the election. When is it that a Secretary of State supposed to turn in electoral ballots? I thought that was up to the legislature of the state. When you have a Secretary of State that turn in Biden ballots, and you have one, the legislator turn in Trump ballots, you got a problem there. Then everybody want to run to the courts. The courts are not really going to get involved in that. That's up to the state legislature. And actually, the state legislature got more power than people perceive it to be. A lot of this stuff that's going on with these indictments and that, hell, they can impose some indictments themselves coming out of the state legislature. But they won't do it.
You think they, too, are also extremely bought off?
I don't know what's going on with them. I think Congress should only meet 6 months out of a year and cut their salary in half. The only way you do that is with a constitutional amendment.
Well, the thing with that is that they were given the right to decide on what people get paid, which never should have happened. But every time that topic came up, they gave themselves a raise, but they never gave the American people raises.
Civil service, people that come under the Civil Service Act that's working for the government and need bureaucrats, they need to be able to get fired, be fired.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. I don't think government workers should unionize. They need to be in a position where they can be fired. You can't keep those same people that was working for the previous administration, Obama, you can't keep them in those positions because they're going to abuse it.
Mm-hmm.
Spying on people's telephone conversations. That's from Susan Rice.
It's funny to take into consideration that the conversation we're having now is probably being logged somewhere.
Oh, when I tried to call you, my phone came back and said it was spam. I tried to call you twice.
It did that to me a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, my phone came and displayed spam, probably spam. So I hung up and called two or three more times, and your regular number comes up, and it's originator. I think he's coming out of Iowa, I'm not sure. Yeah, Iowa. So the thing is this, fella, we got to fight. I mean, I hate to say that. We're in retirement age. We should be. And you know things, too. You need to have things in place. When things get out of place, now you find yourself spending all your retirement years trying to get things done that shouldn't take as long to get done as it has taken to get done. And one of the reasons why is because, like Spook said, you're dealing with some ignorant people in society. They are just plain ignorant because they was educated to be ignorant. When
mm-hmm.
you're educated to be ignorant as a child, you grow up to be an ignorant adult that do ignorant things.
Yep, they wanted us educated enough to be workers, not educated enough to question what we've been educated on. Mindless drones, if you were.
And the only message I hear coming from some of these pundits and some of these acts, make sure you register and go out and vote. Well, hell, go out and vote for what? Vote for who and why are you voting for? What are they standing for? Nobody knows. They just give them a name. A name with a D behind it.
Go out there and vote Democrat.
Yep.
That's no lie. That's no crap. They just give them a name. They give them a predetermined slate with names on it. They have never researched these people. They don't know how to research these people. Person show up, all of a sudden, there they are. They voting for them. They don't know it. They don't have no back. They come out of profession as a nurse like that Cori Bush in St. Louis, and she indicate all the time, I know what it is to live in the street. I slept in my car. I doubt that very serious, Cori. I know your father, Errol. You stay over there in Northwoods. That ain't no poor place. I know damn well your father didn't let his grandkids sleep in a car. All that sentimental, emotional mess that they put out there to get people all hyped up, and they do things without thinking. They're not thinking. They're just reacting.
Mm-hmm.
And it causes the problems that you have. And you got to stop donating to these causes, whereas they turn around and support issues and people that goes against your best interest. Leave them alone. I'm sorry, Girl Scouts. I'm not giving you a dime.
Actually, on that topic, to kind of revisit an earlier one, the Biden talking about having the cure for cancer, everybody stop donating to places that say they're trying to find the cure for cancer, because they're not. They're using that money towards vaccines to create cancer so they can keep getting more money, because we've given them so much. They should have the cure for literally everything at this point. Won't name places, but that's my piece on it. Sorry.
right. Well, if we have a break in the action, then I am, you know what time it is.
Broccoli Man.
Yeah, we haven't hit Mr. Broccoli today. So I hope Bianchi's still with us. It kind of got quiet.
No, I'm still here. I like listening to Mr. Broccoli. I wish it was more reality than what we make it to be the way you play it.
Well,
when is Mr. Broccoli going to punch? When is he ever going to punch his opposition?
Yeah, I wish they had that option available. I can only use what they give me.
I've got it up and ready to go.
Oh, I don't. Well, I have it, but I have to refresh my screen.
Understandable.
There we go. Okay. So yeah, this one here, I don't know, Kayla, if you've seen G Lobalist yet, but he's the owner of Lysenica Pharmaceutical. So he's just as rich as Bill Gates and the other 1% of the 1%. And he runs the crime syndicate that the wiretap is a stupid hero for.
Is wiretap in this one too?
Yes.
Bring it on.
All right. So let's hit it. So I'll count down. 3, 2, 1, action.
Come in.
Hello, Mr. Broccoli.
What up, green dude?
I don't remember ever inviting you to my office.
That's okay, Mr. Broccoli. You can tell it to my codpiece. You have refused to honor a demand to stop telling people about the negative effects of our gene therapies. Our sales are down almost 80% for this quarter. It is because of you, Joe Rogan, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. that we are no longer making monies like we did during COVID. We are now going to force you to go get your gene therapy and tell everyone how great these gene therapies are.
I did diddly ding dong down been told you were always stepping in it, sir. Now you will pay the price for not listening to globalists.
I do not listen to globalists. Especially you, G-Lobalist.
Silence, mortal. I do not talk and negotiate with a 99%. I am only here to either force you to comply with my demands right this instant, or I will shoot you dead with my gun right now. And we will tell the media we watched you kill yourself and out your body parts in a suitcase and run 50 miles away. Just like we did with Hillary's friend Vince Foster.
First and foremost, green dude. We are going to insert a Lysenica Freedom microchip right away. Please roll up that sleeve. Please do be saying hibby hibby insert my chippy so we have it on record you accepted our mark of the beast. By the way, while you are in our presence, as a 99% and not a 1% global crime syndicate, you must immediately place a bloody scam on that face.
No. No means no.
Yes. Yes means yes. Now do make way with your articles of clothing, green dude. We need to take a picture of your junk so we can upload this into our domestic terrorist database. We need your underoos to be displaced and in front of my person. Then you must place your hands fully up over your head so we can get unobstructed photographs of your kumquats and your ice cream cone, sir.
Yeah, that will never happen. That's gonna be a no for me, dog.
Yeah, that will always happen. That's finna be a yes for me, dog.
Look, we have prepared every farm in the entire world and every foodstuff to be stopped for production. We have rerouted water to not go to dams. We have banned all major appliances and automobiles. We will also ban home ownership for the 99%. We are going to claim it is global warming.
That's right, green dude. select any topic at all. We will say it is because of global warming. Divorce rates going up. Global warming. We take everyone's clothing away from them while you all walk around naked in your 15-minute city. That's global warming. We stop paying your universal basic income after we promise everyone they can have it and then we repopulate the earth. You best believe it is because of global warming. Crime is up while the border is wide open. Naturally it is because of global warming, sir. The only thing that will stop global warming is hardcore communism. The 1% need to own everything in the world while you fuss budgets just stay alive in your little cubicles until we decide it is your time to die.
You will eat Z-bugs. You will own Z-nothing. And you 99% of some something duck heads will be hoodwinked to believe it is to stop the Earth temperature rising 0.3% over the next 100 years.
And if we do not comply?
Don't worry, we have war gamed that out. That's why we created central bank digital currency, or as they say, CBDCs. All world monies will be attached to your social credit score. Even if your house is paid off, you will still be at risk of losing your home if you do not comply with our demands. Eventually it will be illegal to own anything at all if you are 99%.
So, refusal to get a freedom microchip automatically gives you a zero social credit score. Failure to let us tail photographs of your ice cream cone is a negative 500 points. Failure to accompany me for a drag queen story time or let me diddle you at least twice, we deduct 1,000 points as from your social credit score. If you retain a social credit score of below zero for more than 72 hours, we shall place you in a FEMA camp, which does not exist.
Don't worry, I will not take part in any social credit score. Also, I will not go to your FEMA camp.
Did you not just hear the words I said out of my throat all sorts, sir? I said FEMA camps do not exist. How did you find out about FEMA camps? Now since you have shared misinformation about FEMA camps, we must now place you under arrest and take you to a FEMA camp.
Please hold on one moment while I call security to escort the both of you out of here.
We need to make sure that we replace Brandon for the 2024 election. You pieces of loose tool excrements will have either Governor Grusin or Michael Robinson Obama as your overlord soon.
Michael Robinson Obama is such a nice lady. Then his husband can bring total pain while Big Mike stands there with a smile on him's face. I hope you appreciate me readjusting your air in here, green dude.
Yes. Hello, security. Please bring several security members. I have two globalists that need to get the F out me office right away.
Please look over here, Mr. Broccoli. I want you to look at me while I shoot you right in the face. We're going to end this conversation right now as we feel you have declined all of our options.
That does not work in here. Your weapons are useless. Now as I was saying, get out of my office. I do not work with globalists.
That is not important, Mr. Broccoli. We need you to support our Democrat nominee to defeat Trump.
Does that mean you are going to let Robert F. Kennedy Jr. win the Democrat nomination?
Don't some something luck her, green dude. That is the very last person we would ever allow to be his president, sir.
You sure are some kind of yachts. We absolutely can never have Mr. Kennedy as a president. He would take apart our global crime syndicate. How would we be able to sponsor a debate or pay off any politicians if refuses to allow us to do so? We need to make sure all fake news organizations do not ever mention his name. Much less interview him. He shall not exist.
Yes, he will also end our war in Ukraine and Taiwan. We need to continue this war forever. To stop global warming. Now, bend over right this instant so we can anal swab you to test you for COVID and global warming.
I have to go now, everyone, and take care of these losers. Please get educated on what these globalists want to do to everyone. They get away with everything because many people refuse to learn the truth about the 1%'s plans. Please check out the Proof Negative radio show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to know about. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. Ace Loso, go their show schedule and check out the other shows on freedomizerradio.com.
How dare you promote Proof Negative in my presence? That is equivalent to you taking a dump on my caviar.
First time I fell in love, I didn't know what hit me. So young and so naive, I thought it would be easy. But now I know I've got to take. Got my own mind. I want to make my own decisions. When it has to do with my life, my life. I want to be the one in control. Yeah?
Sorry, wiretap. Wrong number.
All right, so that was an episode.
Oy.
I hope it was okay.
Here we go. Well, yeah. It's definitely kind of matching the way that bigger companies, the people in charge, are trying to push down on us, I feel. And the fact that they are making global warming this huge pandemic when it's not, that actually brought up a conversation. I had a friend on Facebook recently made a post asking, okay, global warming is super bad, so when are we all going to riot and go after politicians until they change it? And I just stay out of that conversation. Don't want to get in it. But on that, that also reminded me, Klaus Schwab's daughter on a Planet Today, they released an article yesterday where she said there are going to be permanent climate lockdowns coming, whether you like it or not. I can read the article if you want.
Oh, yeah, there's places talking about, like, even certain provinces in Australia where they want to bring back the scam mandates, and they want scams to be worn permanently. And they're also using global warming in addition to COVID as the reason.
How many people genuinely believe this? Like, how many are going to fall for it? I know I've said it before, but Nazi Germany, I completely understand how it happened. Fear tactics.
And the sad thing is that we have the internet and people can study anything they want, but they choose to not do that.
Well, on that topic, I've had dozens of people tell me, well, all you do is believe in what your phone says. And, of course, my response is, and all you do is believe in what the news says. But people do not think anything you find on your phone is real. But then they go to their phone to be like, oh, I want to look up, I don't know, where's the best place to get new light fixtures or something. Or, oh, recommend the best doctor for me. They use it to find what they need. They just don't use it to learn. Who was it? Einstein said one day, I think it was Einstein, could be wrong, but I believe the quote was something along the lines, one day technology will be smarter than man and you will have a generation of idiots. I think that's what we're in right now. At our fingertips, as you said, can look up anything in the world, and they don't. It's blind ignorance, chosen blind ignorance. And broccoli,
well,
man.
You know, it's a known fact that our sun is going to turn into a giant. Whereas they say in 3 years, 3 billion years, and some say 5 billion years. But the thing is that before it gets to that point where it just expends all of its hydrogen fuel, life as we know on Earth is going to be long gone. The oceans are going to boil away. And as I said, life as we know it is on Earth is going to be long gone. Now, people say, well, hell, that's a billion years from now. Okay. Well, here's the thing. The sun has increased in size a minuscule amount, which causes a drastic change in our temperatures, our conditions that we live under. And it's a lot closer to the billion-year mark today than it was a year ago. And the temperatures are going to rise because its external, its outer circumference is going to expand. And it's getting closer to the Earth little bitty bits at a time. But those little bitty bits at a time, when you look at the size of the sun, it makes a difference on the planet. So no climate change tricks that they're trying to implement is going to change that. It's going to happen. I don't know what to say.
I agree.
And the way it looks now, there's no planet in our solar system that we can haul away 4 billion people and reestablish things as we experience them here on Earth. That is not going to happen.
Well, all right, to what you said first, I do agree that the sun is playing a part in it, that it is getting bigger. And I do agree, we are getting closer and closer every single year. So it makes sense that it's going to raise and it's going to cause havoc here on Earth in different ways. They're using it as a control tactic, 100%. But I disagree on us not having a planet to go to. They have discovered a couple years back Planet X, which they've described it has Earth.
Zero, I remember that.
Yeah, the Earth-like qualities on it. And it's just a lot bigger than Earth. So we might have somewhere to go.
I don't know if I buy into it.
How far away is it?
That part I don't remember. It's been a minute.
Yeah, I think the nearest one, Alpha Centauri, traveling at the speed of light. Hell, it takes you about 90 years or something like that to get to it.
Well,
and we don't personally travel at the speed of light. And right now, you don't have no ships that can leave Earth with no appreciable amount of weight. So you're not going to be leaving Earth with a million people at a time. It just ain't that technology just don't exist.
I disagree. With all the recent whistleblowers coming forward about the alien technology, plus the ones that I've researched in the past, Walking Skunk Works, their CEO back in, when did E.T. come out? The 60s?
Hey, 1982.
No, it was later.
80s? Okay, well, after E.T. came out, Walking Skunk Works, this is how I base it because of the quote that he said, but the CEO at the time flat out stated, we can take E.T. home and come back. And he is one of the people, the Walking Skunk Works is the military crafts and travel, basically. All their tanks, their airplanes, very big on military technology. So he said this back in the 80s, that we could take E.T. home. So I think we could get to a different planet. I think they've just hidden that technology from us. Like he said that in an actual, I don't want to say it was a conference, but he said it to news, all of that.
Well, I tell you what, I wouldn't want to start looking like E.T. with the head he had on him.
No,
and that was probably because of his head and his stature was probably because of the environmental conditions of wherever he came from. That's another thing that we don't reckon with. We look like what we do because of the environment that we live under, the atmospheric pressure, the temperature, the gravity, the gravitational pull of the earth, which translates into our weight.
Mm-hmm. You're definitely not wrong there. I'm excited with these whistleblowers coming out. I am just waiting for them to show us, you know, they claim we have these people we work with from other star systems. They know to an extent what they look like, how they operate. Like, show us the people, because we should know this information. But what's funny also on top of all this is that, what is the name of it? The Men in Black, the comedy, not the documentary, which I highly recommend for people to look up. The comedy came out to kind of hide the documentary, which came from Russia. But, in the comedy, it says people are stupid. A person is smart, but people are induced to panic. They have told the human race aliens exist and absolutely no one seems to care. I don't know if you guys watched the hearing over it or not in the last week, but for me, I did, and it just seems like no one cares. So, random question, nothing serious, but if traveling to another planet became a viable option for humans, would you colonize on another planet, or would you stay here?
I can't even answer that right now.
I think I would like to go and be an explorer on another planet myself. Bianchi, you still with us?
Yeah, if I could start off at the age of 7, and I don't trust that suspended sleep, because even in the movie, when some of those pods open up, the person was dead.
True. So, have either of you ever seen the TV series back from a long time ago, the Stargate Atlantis?
No.
Or SG-1?
No, I was never into that kind of stuff.
Okay. Growing up, I wasn't, but then I found out a couple years ago, maybe 2 or 3 at this point, that Stargate Atlantis is actually... is it produced? Part of its production is paid for by the actual Department of Defense, the DOD. I think it's low-key or soft-core disclosure, some of the stuff they talk about in it. And you can actually look through the credits I did to verify it. And, yeah, they 100% do... actually fund it. So it's something that just an interesting thought process to think that maybe the Department of Defense is telling us what's out there, the possibilities. So like Stargates, for instance, one of the episodes they end up going through the Stargate and end up on what they think is this planet with no life. It's just filled with ice. But then they found out they're in the Arctic, and the Stargate is the second one on this planet. So I don't know. It kind of gives lead to theories of reasons why maybe they do have a literal like government agreement thing around the world of no one being able to go into the Arctic. Just one of those things that made me go, huh. Sorry to derail anything. It was just an interesting topic.
Okay. I'm not familiar.
Well, I don't know why the Department of Defense wouldn't want the public to know what the hell's going on.
Well, information is a powerful thing, and take into consideration that the Roswell crash happened in the 40s, I believe. So you have to consider they have these extraterrestrial bodies. They have this spacecraft that is eons advanced in comparison to what we are. And they have the actual suits the entities were wearing. And in the day after Roswell, Mr. Corso has flat out stated he was tasked with taking the reverse engineered, slightly altered versions of the items that the ETs had. And now because of that, we have night vision goggles, the Kevlar vests, and a couple other things. So what else do they have that they have kept hidden from us? And then I would have to ask, is it the Department of Defense keeping this hidden from us, or is this special interest groups who want all this information, this technology for themselves? Because we even had Kennedy, Eisenhower, there's another one, but I forgot his name. But multiple presidents have warned of secret shadow governments, the military-industrial complex taking over. We've had actual presidents tell us this stuff, and it's like no one seems to care or bat an eye. Oh, that's just something they said. Okay.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from.
Good morning to you, too. I guess to leave it off, I just think a good portion of the technology that we think is science fiction is real, and they want us to think it's science fiction. And that's the reason why they use it in movies and TV shows. So people are just like, oh, that happens on the movies. You never see that in real life, like Epstein Island, for instance. A lot of people think human trafficking, especially with children, oh, that's something you see in a movie. That doesn't happen in real life. Which Sound of Freedom just broke another box office records at $150 million this week.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'll just listen.
Okay. as I said,
it's something, it's like this. When you have so many people talking about something, there's some truth to it, no matter how some try to shun it off and dismiss it. There's some truth to it, even with Bigfoot, I think. But I don't know why come the Department of Defense would want to keep something like that from the public. Hell, they'd find out sooner or later anyway.
Well, I love cryptids. They're one of my favorite topics. So in regards to Bigfoot, there's actually been military whistleblowers who have come out and stated that particular entity is transdimensional in a sense. They can come in and out of our dimension. They do tend to live in the forest. They like to be left alone. But they would keep this stuff from us because, well, A, there is one theory that the governments have the national parks. This is just a theory. I'm not saying this is what I believe. It is theory that I'm going to discuss. But there's a theory out there that the national parks are actually set up not to conserve nature, but to give these creatures a place to stay. And when we go and camp at these places, we are kind of, what is the word that they used? Basically collateral, in a sense. So if we go missing, which if you've ever researched the missing 411, there have been so many odd cases that cannot be explained, from a 4 or 5 year old child. This mother went camping with her two kids and she was turned around and she claimed for like 30 seconds. She turned around to deal with one of her kids and just turned back around and he's gone, her other child. And he later comes, they find him and he is perfectly fine. A couple weeks later, he's been fed. He's been kept taken care of. His clothes were not dirty. And when he talked to them, he told them he was taken care of by a big giant bear man, that this person had taken him to a cave, fed him, and then they got separated, and that's how he found his way back. Then you have stories of people who have been found miles, miles and miles away from where they were camping, on top of cliffs that they had no way of getting on top of, just torn to pieces. And that's more than just, like, Bigfoot. I like to listen to whistleblowers, sorry. But they would keep this stuff away from us, away from the public, for a couple reasons, I feel. One, it could be that theory that maybe they keep it quiet, so we're like a sacrificial food to them when we go camping, or simply they keep it hidden because they don't want people to panic. There are dozens of stories in the Native American tribes over Bigfoot actually going to war with them over territory at one point in time, or a Bigfoot S-type species. So it could be just to try and keep the peace. Or maybe they're discovering stuff that they don't want us to know about. So they keep it hidden so they can use it in their arsenal. Because, I mean, if we take it into consideration, what if they're using whatever they learn from these creatures or from these extraterrestrials even? What if they want to use all of that in war? What if they want to use that and taking over nations? And the best way to do that is to keep your citizens ignorant, because what your citizens know, your enemy is going to know. I don't agree with it. I think we should be told everything on every single topic. We should know what's going on. We are the ones who pay their salaries.
Well, you know, a lot of these discoveries come from people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of discoveries come from hobbyists. You know, I sure don't do that no more. Every young person
that has some, is showing some sort of potential, should have access to a workshop with different tools and resources in it. You know, from chemistry, electricity, magnetism.
Completely agree.
Woodworking. You know what I'm saying? Heck, when I was a kid, I had it. I used to experiment on my grandfather's TV. I had to get it back together before he came home, which I usually did. And I would get knocked on my butt whenever I touched that vacuum tube with the cap on it. It was a condenser, a capacitor, and it would shock you. That's how people learn, and they, young people learn, and they get interested and enthused in things, and they just take it on to the next level. Many of these electronic places, like Electronic and that, if you are a hobbyist and you request a component that they produce, they'll give it to you because they know that if you're successful, then you're creating a market for their products. But as young people today just are not educated along those lines, especially in the environment where the majority of them are.
Yeah,
and that there is, that's very sad.
I 100% agree. This day and age, kids are more obsessed with wanting to play sports or play video games than they are
actually. It's not sports anymore, though. It's video games. I wish kids would play sports. It's not the case.
See, on my street, a lot of the kids go out every day, and they do play football, sometimes baseball, but football seems to be what all the kids are into at this particular point. So I can't say happily they don't just stick on video games, but they are on them a lot. I will say that. But, yeah, you are right. Overall, they do play video games, which doesn't accomplish anything. I do believe they could be used to teach history and teach all kinds of things. Kids have to read. They have to be more dexterous. They have to actually think. You can make puzzle games. I think they could be a tool that we could use for the betterment of humanity. But right now, I think it's the exact opposite. You have people who waste their entire lives playing a game every single day, every single night, and that's all they do. I do agree. Kids don't have what you grew up with.
Yeah.
I don't think I even had that.
I spent a lot of time in my teens playing baseball. And then I did baseball cards. I learned about stocks. I did a bunch of stuff.
See, on my end, the most I can say we had was a wood shop class, and it was actually really fun. I got yelled at because I did something wrong, but hey, it was fun. Dangerous, but fun. But outside of wood shop, we didn't have, for instance, when my sister was going to school, she's 12 years older than me, she had the ability to go into a mechanic shop, shop class. And she knows how to work on engines and cars and all of that. I didn't have that in my school experience. That was gone. And to my understanding, wood shop is now gone in the area we're in. So that's only, it hasn't even been 15 years since I took that class, and it's already gone. So I can only imagine what you guys had as classes that actually taught you so much more. Because today it is, God, it's nothing in comparison.
Well, you know, they make automobile manufacturers, when they go to a new body style, usually they shape that out of wood, you know, a prototype. So I don't know why, you know, it seems like a young person is coming out of a background where they had wood shop in high school that would benefit them very much in that area. Of course, they use wood and foam, but I think wood is a little bit more structured than foam.
I'd say definitely. I do know on that topic, they did take us to one of the Toyota automotive plants, automotive plants, when I was younger. So it would make sense that wood shop would help with that. But I don't know. Everything, not everything, but a good portion of everything is being replaced by AI or robots at this point. So what's the point of a human learning this stuff if their job is just going to be replaced in the matter of a couple years?
Then well, you know what they should do? Anything, any robots, they should impose a employee tax on that robot as if it was a live person. Same thing with AI. That way, tax would go to running the government and also providing the services that is derived from employee taxes today. So if you got three robots, they should be charged the same employee tax that you would charge a pay for live person. If it's working 24 hours, that's three shifts. And then that way, the necessary purpose of taxes, the way they are used in order to make a betterment of society, the infrastructure and roads and bridges and paying for schools and so on, that won't be neglected. The manufacturer still can make money. There's a lot of things that you won't have to dish out or get involved in that you do now with a live employee. That will be a solution.
It's actually a pretty good one, too. Well, at least on the tax part, it's still, what do you see humanity doing once the majority of our jobs are replaced by robotic workers? What do we do then?
Well, I think that they're going to have to, you know, you remember how the Jetsons used to travel? I think that that there is going to become a reality. It should, and with it will come a lot of more opportunity. Now, I don't too much care for riding around in a four-quad drone car myself. I think those blades are dangerous. They probably cut you in half. So that's why there needs to be exploration on a different propulsion system. It has many highly technical names, but a common name is anti-gravity.
Mm-hmm.
And then your skies would be vectored. Vectored means that you have routes going in a particular direction at a certain altitude to and from. I think the skies would be vectored. Then you turn off just like you do when a side street meets the main road. You turn off and go down the side street and come over your house or your backyard and just come down and land. I think that there will become a reality. But you have to have a, I don't like ride. I wouldn't get in a, you know, I had friends that used to build little gyrocopters and all that stuff, put that thing on their back like a fan, blades enclosed in a fan-like structure. And I had a friend of mine that built a gyrocopter out of I think he had a Volkswagen motor. I wouldn't ride in this thing. That thing looks too damn dangerous.
I know I wouldn't want to be one of the first ones at the very least. Got to give it a couple of years to work out the dead people kinks.
You get a couple of fatalities and then figure out what happened and probably work that out. Yeah, you're right.
There's always going to be that person that wants to be like, oh, it's brand new and shiny. I want to be the first. And it's like, we're gathered here today for this adventurous soul. But 20 years after that, I think it'll be a lot better. Which actually, have you all seen the article about the new, it's like a rectangular looking flying car that they just started talking about, I think it was like 2 weeks ago?
No, I haven't.
I'm going to have to go back and see if I can find it. It is such a weird looking vehicle, but it's, you sit in it like a normal car, but then it turns sideways to fly. And I don't, it, again, I'm not touching on any of these things that come out for the first 10 years. But that's the second one that I've seen pop up in the last year. So I don't know. I'm excited to see if these things actually come to fruition. Again, with what the Lockheed Skunk Works, what they said, I know we have that technology. I think they're keeping it from us. Like they even told us with the Jetsons and all of that, one day that would be our life. And then it just, it never came. It never happened. The world of tomorrow would never was. I think there's a reason for that. And now they're trying to depopulate us. So that's definitely not on the forefront of items for them to release.
Well, like we said, when you took all these options in learning away from children, and what you effectively done has stymied innovation. And you look at the space program. Hell, I went to a trade high school. That high school had auto mechanics, aero mechanic, welding, sheet metal, pre-med, cosmetology, for people wanting to become beauticians, welding, bake shop. It had all those things in it. But those are not around today.
No, they just keep cutting any funding that they get, which the American taxpayers pay, even if you don't have a kid, you're forced to pay a school tax. Where does that money go when you just keep cutting all of these programs?
I prefer myself for the federal government not have anything to do with these schools because you know what comes with them.
Oh, yeah, totalitarian, teach them how not to be thinkers. Basically what we're going through now.
Absolutely. But I believe that there should be even before, you know, as young as possible, kids should have hands-on. Now, you see, I tell you who does that, China does. I mean,
yes.
You remember when we used to have Radio Shack? You could go to Radio Shack and buy kits to build this, that. Transistor radio, crystal sets. And then in your cities used to have electronic surplus stores that sold surplus electronic items and overstocks and resistors, transistors, and integrated circuits, and you get wire and antennas. All that stuff used to be there. Now you don't have those no more. Well, that was fun. Yeah, I remember the first time I seen one of those sound generator chips that make all the different sounds. Now they use it with synthesized instruments. Heck, you could program it for sirens and everything else. But those things aren't available like they used to be. Heck, you go in a Radio Shack and, you know, it wasn't as good as electronic surplus stores, but, you know, it was comparable.
Mm-hmm.
They had heat kits, that you could put kits together. From TVs on down to your ham radios. I was a ham radio operator, still am. I'm not current. But, heck, I built all my ham radio equipment. Amplifiers. Put up the tower and the antenna. That was fun.
Hey, I have to admit, Pianchi, I've always wanted a pirate radio station.
Yeah, a low wattage, huh?
Have you heard of that before, Kayla?
Yeah, I also know that the, what was it? Is it the FCC, the ones who cracked down on all that?
You know, you can legally have a radio station that broadcasts over FM radio if it's 100 watts or less. So if you live in a city that might have like 2,000 people, you'll get the whole city.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
I think we need to go back to that. There'd be more competition against mainstream media.
Yeah, because I think you can go like 2 to 3 miles in either direction, and that's your bandwidth for 100 watts.
That's not
high
too
schools,
bad.
High schools used to have their stations, especially their ham radio stations. They don't do that stuff anymore. We used to have contests. We used to have fox hunts. Fox hunts is when they put a transmitter someplace in the forest or wood, and teams used to form, and they used to use a triangularization in order to find the transmitter. I mean, everybody start off from the starting point, and the team go out, and some of them get up on tall buildings and trees to find that transmitter. But those were fun. There were interesting things to do that required you to think more so than anything else. But now you don't do anything to make you think. It's just reactionary.
Think is why a good portion of society just seems to be emotional all the time instead of critical, if that makes sense. That's the right wording.
Critical thinking, yes. And the space program brought about the miniaturization of circuitry. In other words, you can't solder your own things together no more. They already come modularized, and you just plug them in. I had a friend, my early foreman, his son was making silicone wafer chips in his garage, and they was using chemicals, and they were getting all burnt up and everything. That was back in like 1973.
So what has happened between then and now to where that type of stuff doesn't happen, like that hunting for the transmitter? That sounds really fun. But I don't.
Yeah, we never got to play those games.
Wonder if there's a way to bring that stuff back and try to reinvigorate children to do that, because they want to get into whatever adults are into. It's something they want, the guidance from adults. But most adults nowadays are also they're in their own world. They've got their cell phones and TV and whatever it is they want to do. They don't actually take time to sit down and raise their kids or teach them things that they might not get to do out in actual society. So if we just become lazy, at least here in America, like as a species?
I think that's generally all around. Not for Russia and China, but for they want us to be weak so we can be conquered. Well, why do you think that they've done all the drag queen story times?
Oh,
and that's just a way to weaken us so that we could be conquered.
And I get it from their standpoint as a separate country trying to take over. But our own country has allowed this to happen to us. Like,
oh, yeah, we did it ourselves. Right.
I just want to know, why did we allow this to happen? I mean, I forget the man's name, but someone a long time ago said, your children's children will wake up in communism without a single shot being fired. Forget who said that, but I really do believe that is what we are living or heading towards right now.
What you have is this competition between these billionaires in the West and the communist business people in the East. That's what's going on. And of course, now you got China that's going to pop up there. And they are willing to do whatever they can do in order to have, like what Admiral Perry did when he went, I forget what country you went to. And basically, he kicked down the doors to the markets where American businesses could enter. And that's what you that's why you like to get Russia out of the way. And China don't want to get the U.S. out of the way. And you got American business people from your Gates and those others that sit around a table on some island plotting, planning, and scheming. They use the United Nations to put pressure on and talk about human rights and what's not being made available for the little people. Them billionaires don't give a doggone about no little people.
No, they want them to disappear. They want us to disappear.
You're right. They want us to disappear. They want the American way of life to disappear, especially protection. If they could snap their fingers and the Constitution disappeared, they would do that. Even on the convention of state, you should see the list of companies and corporations that's fighting American people from amending their own Constitution per the directions in the Constitution.
Which at that point, the Constitution states, we have the right to overthrow a corrupt government.
We know how to do it.
True. That we need to do
it
as well.
It's not as easy as frying pancakes.
Honestly, that's not that easy, but I'm not a chef, so. Mine tend out to be burned. But then you also have to take into consideration on top of them us not knowing how to do it, you also have to think of people who don't know that we need to do it. But then who was it, Jefferson, that said any law that is repugnant to the Constitution is null and void? Which to me means the vast majority of what's going on while there may be walls that people want to follow because, oh, it's the law, we have to do it. A lot of the laws we follow today, I would 100% say go against the Constitution. So by that thinking, anything we do to overturn that law is not necessarily illegal as long as it doesn't go towards taking away a life or something along those lines, unless it comes down to the whole foreign and domestic terrorist situation where our own government can be considered a terrorist organization if they cross certain lines, which I feel like they have crossed a few times in the last 5 years. But then again, Oh, I was just going to say, you have people who don't know or I even understand that stuff. So continue. Sorry.
That's fine. So Bernie Sanders is now asking the Department of Justice to prosecute people that work in the fossil fuel industry for making climate change happen.
Oh, God, why, Bernie?
You know, these people are absolutely crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He is crazy. And then, too, the Department of Justice has no business getting involved in that.
No, but if they can set a precedent for it, then they can go back and use them whenever they want to shut someone or something down.
Well, if that's the case, what they would do would put a plant out there and then prosecute the plant in order to come up with the precedent. But theoretically, like what Kamala Harris was doing when she went down to Florida, the federal government has no business telling Florida how to run its educational system. And the only time they get involved is when they provide some entitlement program. And then just the standard things comes into play. No discrimination, this, that, and the other. But that's that state's school system. They do what they want to. And even at a state level, they just set standards, minimum standards. The sky is unlimited with the local authority, the people. The people are supposed to control the school board.
Mm-hmm.
And give ideas, or should I say give demands, this is what we want for our church. But as Prue say, you can't get that out of people nowadays. They're just ignorant.
I think it's kind of fearful, too. I mean, if you look at the way our school systems are set up today, it is you listen to the teacher. If you don't listen to the teacher, you get sent into the principal or the vice principal, then the principal, and then you get – it's a system that kind of reminds me of jail, in all honesty. They're set up the same way, except the kids go home at night. I think there's a reason why people aren't willing to fight right now. They're just scared of authority. I mean, at least that's what I think, what I see. I could be wrong. But I don't think I am.
Well, some of these predicaments that we have, especially when it comes down to the disintegration of the family, It would take generations to get that back where it's supposed to be, especially among some ethnic groups, like what you see with the Black Americans. Their family structure has been totally walked away from. And if you don't have a family structure, then the outcome can be just about anything. It's sort of like a flip of the coin. You don't know what the heck. It's like Cracker Jacks. You don't know what the heck you're going to get. And that's what we're seeing. When these young people become of age, they have no clue of the responsibilities that they're supposed to be carrying as a citizen of this country in order to continue to keep it to the point where it can maintain its preeminence in the world. They have no clue. They think that, well, it's just another day. The sun is shining. The flowers is blooming. And I can drink my big gulp. And that's a sad state of affairs.
There was a study done this, like 23 different times with rats and or mice. And this man called it the Utopian Society study, basically. And he would give certain rats everything they needed. He made it a utopia, heaven on earth for all of these rats. And he noticed within time, when kind of like how America is now, where you have everything, you don't have to really work for it or go for it. You end up getting a society where these mice attack each other. They go off into their own groups. They have what they would call the beautiful mice versus the non-beautiful mice. The non-beautiful ones would get sent away. The beautiful ones then became extremely picky in who they would mate with. The females became way more angry. I had a point, but I forgot where I was going with it. But to the effect of, yeah, the family lives are being destroyed, I think that is partially also because of how our society is right now. And with the study, it showed eventually they would always kill themselves in the end. Every single time it ended the same way. Out of all the 23 experiments with these, that is how it always ended, was death. They would stop being able to breed. Then they would just stop breeding out of choice, which we currently are at, because we have women out there saying they refuse to have babies until climate change is fixed. I really cannot remember my point on this.
Oh, I wish I could help you.
Me too. But yeah, you are right, 100%. With them, the families being destroyed as they are, you don't have the normal structure. But oh, I think I remember part of my point. We don't.
Well, you know, I look at some of these organizations, and I complain with the people. You know, I'm a volunteer with Convention of States, and I tell them, I say, you know, you have to get some young people involved in these movements. You look like a bingo club, basically, and you got to get a diverse people involved. If not, you're not going to go. And then too, it has to be attacked from different angles. One of the reasons why come it takes so long is because you're trying to convince people who don't have a clue of what you're talking about. Therefore, this information needs to be disseminated with your school-age kids as early as possible, because they come out and don't know what the heck's going on. They just, all of a sudden, they just, here I am. And if that's what you're dealing with, that's why it takes so long. Hey, you got people that's involved in it now that's elderly, retired. They should be enjoying their golden years, but no, they have to spend this type of time, and you're talking about hours per week, in trying to produce that army of foot soldiers. that's astute on the politics that goes on in the state legislature, because that's where it starts at. You're not supposed to vote for people that sit around and thumb your thumb to see what they're going to do. They should know what to do as soon as you vote for them. And then if they don't do it, you have to get rid of them. Why are you going to sit around until they feel their term out? That's more time off your life. Get rid of them.
Well, that's why I don't understand why they're dragging their feet on getting rid of Brandon.
Absolutely. You are absolutely right.
I don't think they want Kamala in the seat just quite yet.
At this point, it don't matter.
No, it doesn't.
She has her own corruption scandals, but her crime syndicate isn't what Brandon is.
You don't think they're part of the same organization? They're just working together for similar cause?
I don't think that she has a Hunter Biden in her back pocket.
No, I don't think so, Lee. I think she's just tolerated.
Yeah, she's just a tool.
She don't have that
George
type
Soros
of power.
George Soros chose her. George Soros thought she would be the next big thing because she's black, but nobody likes her.
Well, she doesn't know how to speak. She gets up there and she just starts laughing.
Yeah, that don't matter. All that matters is that George Soros spent big money to put Kamala up there when Brandon wanted Gretchen Whitmer because of how Gretchen locked down Michigan during COVID, and he said he wanted that for all of the U.S. But he was turned down and said that, no, you're taking Kamala.
I honestly don't know. I don't like either of them.
Well,
I know that.
I was here for it. I know.
Oh, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just.
But if they got rid of Brandon now, they could muddle through with Kamala for a year, and then they can pivot over to Gruesome or Michael Robinson Obama, who's a nice lady.
Oh, 100%. That is all I've heard recently is, oh, Michelle Obama is going to be running. I'm telling you that now. My mind, when I first heard someone mention that, I was like, that's something that Proof has talked about before. So no, in my mind, I was just like, no, sir, you were not the first one to say this. But, yeah, I've seen like three or four
different
people.
It's no
people.
Secret, though. Big Mike does not want the job. So if they need him bad enough, maybe they can make an offer that he can't refuse. But Gruesome's their second choice, but there's a huge drop-off. The interest level for Big Mike will be off the charts. It will be amazing. She'll be the first person to get 100 million votes.
So I'm sure you've seen how the Obama's cook just died out near
And then Barry's fingers are all cut up and he has bandages on his hands.
I actually haven't seen that.
Oh,
so
it's been
new.
All over the place.
That is new for me. I didn't know that. But I was going to make the point of, it seems like if Michelle's going to run, could they be cleaning house? Like getting rid of loose ends?
I don't know.
That's what it seems like to me, is what I was getting at.
Because Big Mike does not have to do any campaigning. They pretty much already have 49% of the vote. And so all they have to do is let a few people know that they're for real and Big Mike will be in, and you'll have people flocking out of everywhere to vote for that particular pronoun. Even with Trump being there. That's how the black community will work. And I think Pianki believes me on that.
I tell you what, it's a shame, but you're absolutely right. Now, I do see some semblance of some changes. But see, that change is coming with educated people, educated blacks. These runners, and you know, you have to call it like it is. The ones that are professional and that has interest in the whole thing, the lose, they're the ones that's more likely to see the difference between the two and make some wise choices. But you got so many that just do as they are told.
Right.
And that's a shame. It's a shame what goes on with the kids. You got some of these school districts in the inner city. Oh, I tell you what, and it was in the news, LeBron James School in Akron, Ohio. For the last however many years, 3 years, or however long it's been in existence.
3 years, yes.
From seventh grade up, no kids are performing at a proficient rate. None. Now, how in the heck do you tolerate that? Now, believe me, there are parents that want to take their kids out of those situations, but they're poor. Believe it or not, you have some poor households,
mm-hmm.
marginal, that realize what's going on, and they try to do the best they can. Some of them, I knew a person worked three jobs. It may not be typical, but it does happen. They put their child in a private institution that's tailored along the lines of what they want to see of their child get involved in. But that's where you need to have school choice with full vouchers, where the money follows the child. And that would also accomplish another thing. You would start tearing down that teachers union.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not going to happen, though. But let me just mention, Bianchi, that while the black community will rally like you wouldn't believe around Big Mike, they will not do the same for Brandon, and they definitely will not rally for Governor Gruesome. They will for Big Mike, though.
Well, it's symbolic with them. It's like a novelty. It's like putting up a statue for Emmett Till. They think that that's cool, man. I mean, that's progress.
But if they ran Stacey Abrams out there, they would not support Stacey Abrams like that, but they would for Big Mike. Because he's an icon.
Well, I tell you what, I hope not to see no Michelle Obama run for election, but at this point in time, there's no telling what's going to happen.
Hey, if Big Mike's running, they don't even have to do any commercials.
I don't know. Obama number two is definitely the go-to, I would say. I don't think they would get 100 million votes. I think too many people are aware of what's going on now to fall for it. I do think a lot will. But I have to have hope that
you have to know, too,
smarter.
That they've really pushed the limit here, and they're still pushing how many charges they can get Trump on.
But it'll still be none.
We got that factor in.
They're not going to be able to get him the way that they're going after Hunter Biden now, for instance, with the...
You'd like to think not, but when you play in Washington, D.C., I wouldn't bet anything.
I don't know. I mean, to an extent, I can see where you're coming from on that. I understand they're corrupt as corrupt can be. But I guess for me, what I see or what I hope is that people actually kind of take into consideration, right now we're seeing legitimate whistleblowers and arguments coming up against Hunter Biden, which is also connecting to Biden himself. even though they really tried to say during the whistleblower hearing for just the IRS, the senators who were defending Biden were sitting there saying, well, in this text message, it just says my father's sitting next to me. None of that means that he's trying to have business with his son. And then you have the lady from Michigan. She started speaking and she said, I'm only sticking to facts. And she actually read the text message or more of it. And mm-hmm. it said, me and my father are waiting on you to respond. Like, they have real information on the Bidens.
Well, no, I get that. But when you play in D.C. and or New York City, where 94% of the population votes Democrat, you're not going to find an adequate jury. But we have to leave it there. We're done for the night. Thank you, Pianti, for calling in. Thank you also for Kayla joining us tonight.
Thank you for having
Anyone
me.
Else, I'll be back tomorrow. Thank you for thanking me. In the meantime, please support the other shows on the network. It's not just a negative show here, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail.